You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM this Jackson.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Presented
and
by Indeed.com.
Civic Media app.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A deadly attack on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his country at war after Palestinian militants from Gaza fired a deadly barrage of rockets and sent gunmen into Israeli territory early this morning. It's now nighttime there and the fighting continues. This man lives in Tel Aviv.
We're hearing a lot of reports, so it's quite scary.
President Biden spoke this afternoon addressing the escalating situation and reiterated where the U.S. stands.
Orchestrated by a terrorist organization, Hamas. In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
BBC Jerusalem correspondent Joe Floto tells us Hamas fighters broke through the fence that separates Gaza from Israel and have been taking hostages in unprecedented numbers.
It was an all-night party being attended by thousands of Israelis who were celebrating the end of a major Jewish holiday here. It's very close, relatively close to the Gaza Strip, and in the early hours of this morning, they were overrun, it appears, by a gunman. Almost indiscriminate shooting. We know there have been casualties. It appears that some of those revelers, some of those partygoers, have now ended up in Gaza.
In response, Israeli military forces have responded by air, sea, and land. Back here to the chaos in Washington, Republicans are scrambling to find a new House Speaker. CBS's Christina Ruffini with details.
Votes to elect the new Speaker are expected to start about Wednesday next week. In January, remember, it took 15 rounds of negotiations and votes to elect McCarthy Speaker. It's unclear if any of the leading candidates have enough support to get the required number of Republican votes this time around.
Well, yesterday, former President Trump threw his weight behind Jim Jordan of Ohio, also in the running current majority leader Steve Scalise. President Biden says he'll try to work with whoever gets it, but criticized Republican infighting that's brought the House to a standstill. Parts of the Northeast have been getting soaked, feeling the remnants of post-tropical storm Philippe. Weather Channel meteorologist Reynolds Wolf.
The stormy situation where millions of people across the Northeast are going to be stuck in, I guess you could say, kind of an aquatic vice, so to speak, because you've got moisture coming from a variety of directions, and this is what could play out, the risk of flash flooding that runs through today through tomorrow morning.
Well, here we go again. Well, maybe, just maybe, it'll be you tonight. $1.4 billion is up for grabs for the Powerball drawing. That is the world's fifth largest lottery prize ever. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll suggests most Americans are getting more comfortable with wind turbines, but as Mike Moan reports, local opposition is still a factor when new wind farms are proposed and developed.
The Washington Post University of Maryland poll finds 75% of Americans wouldn't take issue with a solar farm being built in their community. There's a similar result for wind farms. Josh Hone, who does consulting work for these projects with the firm Stantec, says it indicates a growing acceptance of what needs to be done to respond to climate change. But he says at the local level, these are land use decisions that can get the attention of the community.
Certainly there's an opportunity, there's a financial incentive to have them, but every project has a trade-off, especially in terms of aesthetics and the idea of community character, which I think is at the heart of a lot of opposition, or at least in terms of the rhetoric.
Hone says local leaders and developers need to be transparent right away about the scope of a project. He suggests this can help overcome backlash that sometimes can be clouded by misinformation. A study this year from Columbia Law School found at least 228 local restrictions across 35 states designed to limit such development. Hone also says stakeholders can do a good job in selling these projects by appealing to landowners.
There are many communities and many deals being made across the country that are really benefiting individual property owners, farms, to stay in the hands of the families who've had them for generations. And so there's a legacy to that.
He adds a careful approach is especially important right now as more federal support comes on board, potentially spurring development at a quicker pace. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, as the announcer says, the greatest radio show ever.
It's true.
It was brought to our attention. You know, we make a bold boast, or at least the announcer does.
Yeah, well, you know, those announcers, what are they going to do?
As we come on the air each day, you may have heard the man say, the greatest radio show ever. And we were asked, you know, do you want to set the bar that high each and every day? And I said, well, you know, we're just not into false modesty.
Well, it's not really a high bar. It's just the competition just doesn't add up, man. You know, when you're the best of everyone else, it's just what it is, man. Welcome to the greatest radio show ever.
Because now we deal in facts and evidence here.
Yes, we do.
That is what we pride ourselves on. And, you know, great guests and good friends and occasionally a cold one. But today, Dom, let's start with facts and evidence. Let's lay out the case, because I don't think the Republicans are so good at this. Do you ever notice when it comes time to actually prove anything, not speak from their gut from emotion, but to lay out their argument with a rational, supported by evidence sort of thing?
I mean, empirically. Besides, like, you know, passing around Twitter memes.
Well, we know about the impeachment of Joe Biden, right? And we heard our own congressman.
Well, I know there's an inquiry in a committee that they claim is, you know, really going to eventually maybe get to an impeachment, but that's not really what it is. So, but yes, that committee hearing where they had a bunch of witnesses that did not have any facts to provide. In fact, Turley said there's nothing there.
There's no grounds for impeachment at this time.
But
maybe we'll discover some if we keep looking hard enough. But, you know, there's no there. There's smoke. There's innuendo, but there's no facts or evidence of wrongdoing by the current president, former vice president. I guess most of the allegations are really against his son, but it starts there, right? That's the national effort. While the government's on the precipice of shutting down, they're impeaching Joe Biden and ousting the Speaker of the House all at the same time. So that's their DC side.
That's their priority.
And then here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, the Republicans have set their mind on impeaching the Wisconsin Election Commission administrator for a litany of false accusations. This is being politifacted today at the Journal Sentinel, Dom, and I would love to share each and every case, the facts, the truth, the evidence. But this is like a 9-page article.
It's very long.
The Republican complaint, this supposed impeachment being rolled out by, well, let's get the facts right, John, Dom, if that is your real name, Janelle Branchen, Who else? Who are the five Republican lawmakers? We name names. Janelle Branchon, Scott Allen of Waukesha, Elijah Bitteke of Oconto, Ty Bowden of Hilbert, and Chuck Wiggers of Muskego.
Come on, Chuck.
Chuck, you are on the front page so often now. Claims Wolf has directly, Wolf was directly responsible for decisions made by the elections commissioner and falsely ties her to debunked election lies. So they act like Megan Wolf is in charge when she's not. She's being directed by a bipartisan board. And they ignore those facts. I mean, like 9 pages worth of refutations here from the PolitiFact. So they're falling impeachment under what? False premise. And of course, it's Janelle Branchon. It's the woman that was running the what would you call it?
The elections committee.
Well, that's the polite way of saying it was sort of the propaganda division of the Republican Party on the assembly side, Dom. They're the ones to this day that think it was rigged and stolen from Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. And we should probably overturn the 2020 election.
Those to this folks, day. To this day. The headline, PolitiFact, impeachment articles against Megan Wolf riddled with false and misleading claims. Tyler Katzenberger reporting. You mentioned the names, Curdy, a little bit more here. All 15 impeachment articles contain misleading or false claims about how elections administration works in Wisconsin.
I realize that they don't understand what they're talking about. In this case, the accusatory Republicans. But when all of your claims of misdeed and misconduct, when they're all predicated on lies, and you can't actually support any of it, all you got smoke and innuendo, I mean, that's not how the game is supposed to be played.
Since when, man? Ever since their orange god came around, that's all they have. They say, yeah, well, Donald Trump was successful in spreading lies and misinformation. So, well, we lost the election. Let's continue along this road. And these are the same folks that actually believe Donald Trump. We saw a poll not so long ago. Who do you trust the most, right, of Republican voters? And Donald Trump. Above the media, above other Republican talking heads, above everything else. Donald Trump, above friends and family.
Clergy.
And God. Religion. It is like 70-some percent believe the words of Donald J. Trump. I mean.
Well, I'm just talking about the specific cases that they're laying out in the public currently, all predicated on lies. It's a house of cards, be it the Biden impeachment, the Megan Wolf impeachment effort, or this newest effort against our friend of the devil's advocates, Dr. Kristen Lierley. And Dr. Lierley, she helped fill in your absence a week ago Thursday when I was up at WGBW in Green Bay. She filled in for you. She is an OBGYN, and she's something of a prominent female speaking out against the abortion ban. She's been doing so since the Dobbs ruling. She's also going to be a fine guest on this show, Dom. 432-day Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. And in the happier, 5 o'clock happy hour, we've got Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, friend of the devil's advocates.
Can't wait to hear what Bill has to say about McCarthy.
We promised you the greatest radio show ever. We are delivering in real time.
That's what happens.
So, Dr. Lierley, but here's the newest time. Pro-Life Wisconsin files complaints with licensing agency against doctors resuming abortions. Well, we knew these would be coming, right? Planned Parenthood said very recently they're going to continue predicated on a judge's ruling, not specifically on the validity of abortion, but the judge laid out there is no 1849 abortion ban here in the state of Wisconsin. And Planned Parenthood, after deliberate thought, they have decided they're going to resume reproductive services. And in fact, they have done so. In one of the prominent OBGYNs here in the state of Wisconsin, our friend Dr. Kristen Lierley has said, I am willing and able to perform these services. So she was hammered with a complaint on September 28th, and she's going to join us and talk more about this complaint, Dom. But here's the problem. She has not actually performed any services
in the state of Wisconsin since Dobbs came.
I mean, what? Don't let some facts get in the way of your innuendo and your complaint against the licensing board. I mean, why would you start now? You just went off a list. We could get more of how these Republicans are acting. They don't get their way, and they put up all this false information. Why would they care, man? I don't believe that they're in the business of being accurate. They're in the business of ginning up their base.
Well, Dominic, at the Journal Sentinel, some of the reporting thereof, again, we'll have our source, Stockton Kristen Lyerly, at 4:30, about 15 minutes from now. But reached by phone, according to the Journal Sentinel's reporting, pro-life Wisconsin state director Dan Miller told the Journal Sentinel he filed complaints against Dr. Lyerly, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and the organization's medical director, Dr. Kathy King. He said he did so after calling the Dane and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Offices and Madison and Milwaukee Police Departments to no avail. No one's going to go arrest these people because I tell them to.
I want them arrested. Why won't you do what I tell you?
Here's the guy who has filed a completely erroneous complaint against our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We'll give him his moment here, Dom. Here's his statement. We just felt we had no other course of action other than to go after the doctors that are actually doing it, says Miller, ironically, in that the complaint is specifically filed against a doctor who has not actually done any of these procedures. But I read on. They're publicly flouting the law. They're breaking the law. So if nobody else will try to enforce the law, maybe the medical examining board will enforce the state's 1849 abortion ban. I'm sure all of the doctors have medical malpractice insurance. I'm sure all of those medical malpractice insurance carriers would love to find out whether their doctors are actually following the law. Sort of threatening, at least when I read it. Miller filed the complaints after Pro-Life Wisconsin, Wisconsin Right to Life, and the Wisconsin Family Action held a news conference at the state capitol last week, calling on Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Osan and Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm to prosecute doctors who provide abortions. Both have said they will not. Here's another quote, Tom. We will not tolerate hostile, targeted political interference that harms our patients and their families and prevents physicians from providing essential life-saving health care, Kristen Lyerly said. I am beyond ready to provide the full spectrum of reproductive health care, including abortions, for my fellow Wisconsinites. Now, that is her statement, Tom. But this is not about statement. It's about action.
She told the Journal Sentinel Curtis she hasn't yet started practicing in Wisconsin again. And she indicated in a Washington Post report that she would be willing to do so immediately following Planned Parenthood's announcement last month. My patients tell me their stories, and I see their bravery day in and day out. If I can show a fraction of their courage by continuing to fight for our rights as women to control our bodies and against baseless attacks on me personally, it is time well spent. Another note here, Crudy, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, apparently Lyerly's been floated as a potential challenger to U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher.
No official announcements yet.
Nothing yet, but maybe that's why they're trying to continually cast shade. But she didn't do the abortions.
Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Shipler said in a recent case, there is no such thing as the 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. A physician who performs a consensual medical abortion commits a crime only after the fetus or unborn child reaches viability. She doesn't believe the abortion ban is in effect. It'll get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us soon. You could join us now, 844-967-2789.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to join us at 4:30.
Doesn't everyone say that? Greatest radio show ever. You want to publicly chastise me? I know you're dying to.
What, me? No? Ah,
bring it.
The phones, the phone etiquette. I got a thing with phone etiquette. I saw a headline earlier this week about, texting before you show up or calling. You know, everything's kind of changed with texting and the voicemails and all the new phones.
The etiquette may change, but I have not.
You have not. And you know, folks, I don't know if I've told this story, but we were in college. There was a time that Crudy was ultimately banned from answering the phone. No longer allowed. Can't do it.
I prefer to think I was relieved of the necessity of answering the phones on behalf of our five other roommates, right?
Yes.
Like six dudes.
Yeah, six-bedroom duplex. And so this is something we've laughed about, and it's come up in conversation.
And why was I timing? Wait. But, you got to give full context.
Why were you
I
banned?
I wasn't just banned for being a bad guy. I wasn't yelling at somebody's girl or something, was I, Don?
Well, you just assumed that one of the females that called was a different person, and that caused some
assumed
consternation.
Or she was catfishing me, and I didn't realize.
So... You made it very difficult for one of our roommates for some time.
To cheat on his girl with several other girls concurrently?
Well, that's not our business to worry about. That's their business. So,
Joe?
Crudy was banned. You can't answer the phone, man. You don't have the touch.
I've been a little hurt ever since.
And
they were watching the Brewer game last night.
Last night, watching the Brewer game, God, it started out great, man. First couple of innings.
3-0 Brewers. Looking
really good.
Early in the first two innings.
We're outside of Paul's here on State Street in Madison, having a drink, unwinding after the show, catching a little game, having a good time, reminiscing, talking about the future, what we're gonna do. And I'm like, oh man, I gotta go grab a drink and I'll be right back. My phone up and had the game streaming on my phone. I set it on the table and Curtis gonna watch it while I walk away for a moment. Well, wouldn't you know, my phone rings.
I was looking out for you, bro.
My phone rings. What does Curtis do? He answers my phone.
It was.
And then I come back. And here's what I really don't like. Just handing me a phone out of the blue.
Well, I muted it.
Someone handed me a phone.
I faced it towards you.
Don't ever do that. That's terrible, man. I'm letting
you
watch the game on my phone. Don't answer the call.
It was not.
it was wrong. And you are banned. You are now banned from answering my phone, but I would have thought that was an understood. Come on, man. You can't answer other people's phones.
Well, I wouldn't have answered it for anyone.
Okay, so Sage called. And I had a
call.
Just
happens it was your boss.
I had a call scheduled with Sage. And he's going to call me after the show. And it was like a while after the show. It was 6:30, quarter to 7 now.
In defense of myself.
There is no defense.
If I may, just momentarily. I'm going to put my defense out there. You know, because we're about facts and evidence here.
Yeah.
Crudy's going to take the stand for just a moment. First of all, I'm not pleading the fifth. If Trump goes on the stand, he must plead the fifth, right?
Right. Well, he's not required to. But
that or he's going to threaten to kill the judge in real time, and they're just going to haul his ass off.
Well, he'll get his ass in even more trouble if he does talk. But go
so,
ahead.
So, in defense of this major faux pas last night, while we're watching the Brewers having a cocktail, first and foremost, you had left the phone with me, and the name pops up, you know, so it's interfering with my ability to watch the Brewer game.
Oh, yeah?
But it was also
you could have hit the X button and that would have gone away, right?
If I may, Your Honor, if I may,
please get to the point.
As we, if I may, I object, Your Honor, badgering the witness. So, anyways, it's a name familiar to me that I would take in real time because I was sitting there alone watching the ball game, right? Oh. Sage is calling. I'll take his call. And you know, we have very similar iPhones, and it was almost like I was answering my own phone, and then I'm like, no, I'm not. And so for that.
Your excuse, your defense is you forgot it was not your phone.
Effectively.
Well,
it was the cocktails talking, man. The Brewers were. They were up 3-0.
It was glorious.
And I was feeling great. And then it was like 3-3 and then 4-3. Oh. And then Sage calls and it's like, hey, man. Uh-oh. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Mea culpa, dude.
Yes, yes. Well, I accept your apology. I'm still not letting you answer my phone.
I guess it was.
You literally just said it. That's all right. But, you know, phone
don't make me take it back.
This is this is kind of a thing with you, Crudy. So, I mean, it's kind of nice.
Am I bad like CJ?
30 years later. No, CJ is banned for the month of October. You are permanently banned from ever answering my phone. And etiquette number two, never leave your phone. I was nice. Normally, I would take my phone with me everywhere I go.
No, you often leave it on the table like I'm your
You could watch the game.
I realize that was a courtesy, but what about all the other times I got to watch your stuff?
I very rarely leave my phone because here's why.
Here, Crudy, watch my purse.
Here's why. Because I'm kind of guilty of this. If I see your phone laying around, it could be locked. I can still open the photos and take pictures. So if you ever get back and see.
I have seen that on my phone.
That's why you always take your phone with you. But I was being nice. And that's what I get for being nice.
So now I know where those junk photos came from. Because I wouldn't put junky photos on my own iPhone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good to see some things never change.
30-day ban?
No, forever.
It's a first strike in 30 years.
Second in 30.
Three strikes and you're out. Baseball coming up on many of these fine Civic Media stations later. 6:08 first pitch. Second game, very important. We encourage you to listen. WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM. Also WRCE and the Big Q in the Northwoods 98.3 FM. Go baseball. Go Brewers. I'm toning it down. I got different style
subtle.
Brewers.
All right. More subtle
today. Badger Cat back to that tradition. And a fine guest coming next. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. They're making false accusations about our girl. We're going to talk to her next. Let her defend herself from false. Let's not ban her.
No, not ban.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Hamas militants launched thousands of rockets into Israel this morning and stormed into communities along the southern border. A new round of rockets fired by Gaza militants this evening made direct hits on multiple locations inside Israel. President Biden addressed the fighting.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. and let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel.
Sarah Davies with the International Committee of the Red Cross delegation in Israel and the occupied territories.
We're calling for de-escalation for civilian infrastructure, things like buildings, very populated areas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, "We are at war, not in operation, not rounds, but at war." CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitler.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning,
he's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, "Is your tummy rumbling?"
North News Radio with Pat Kreitler. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Carroll University Football on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. The Pioneers own back-to-back winning seasons and are on the way to make it 3 in a row.
But tonight, the Pioneers are in Naperville, Illinois to take on defending national champs and the current number one in D3, North Central College. Carroll University Football is brought to you locally by Mia's in downtown Waukesha.
And by the Shaw, WAUK, and Civic Media. Now, let's join Don Brown and Johnny Watermullen on the field for all the action.
Let's go Pios!
A grand welcome from, get this, Benedetti Worley Stadium in beautiful Naperville, Illinois, where our 3-1 Pios of Carroll take on the number one team in the country, the mighty Cardinals of North Central, and the real Monsters of the Midway here in Chicagoland. I'm Don Brown, joined by Johnny Watermelon. Johnny, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just would like you to say Benedetti Worley Stadium.
Benedetti Worley Stadium. Benedetti Worley, Benedetti Worley, Benedetti Worley.
All right, Don.
But, hey, nothing funny about this team that Carroll's playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're tough guys.
They 19-game winning streak. Their last loss was in the national championship in 2021. And under Coach Brad Spencer, they have yet to lose a game. And that includes last year's national championship. They return a few All-Americans. We saw one of them down in the hallway, the center named Jared Thornton, a rather large, muscular man who I guess is great character too. And then we saw another All-American, their cornerback Antoine Walker, who had 8 tackles against us the last time we played last year. The good news, Johnny, is it says here in North Central's intel that they won a thrilling game at Wheaton. The score was 54-35, but when they say thriller, it was obviously a close game up until at some point maybe 5 or 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
North Central started to run away from it. And, you know, knowing how prolific our offense is and, you know, for the exception of the Augie game where we were playing, I think we were playing on the Sun that day, we were scoring over 40 points a game. And still, in spite of last week's 19-point effort, we're averaging 45 points a game. And so, you know, maybe that's our bright light here in tonight's game. Beautiful fall afternoon, as you all know. So we finally reached fall temperatures here. And it's somewhere in the 40s or 50s. And with the sun still up, feels probably 5 or 10 degrees warmer. So we got great football weather. We got that going for us this week that we didn't have last week, in which I kind of – one of the big factors, I think, for sure, in the Pios loss. So,
well, speaking of the Pios loss here, you know, when you're scouting these guys a little bit from the other side, you know, Carroll absorbed their first loss of the season on Saturday against Onagasta. And it was just a heartbreaker. You and I were on our edge of our seats here, you know.
Yeah, that was a great
game.
Came
down to the last play, 23-19 loss. Yeah. It literally came down to the last play. So, you know, there's a lot of good things going on with Carroll.
It really
and
is.
And I think they're going to give him a run for their money tonight.
Yeah, you know, and Augustana came off a tough loss out there at Wheaton. They lost a close game to the number 10 team in the country. And so, you know, they had blood in their mouth, and they were still hurting from a double overtime loss to our Pios last year during our homecoming. And so, you know, maybe we'll come back with some fire on our belly here tonight at Benedetti Worley. This is North Central's homecoming, so a lot of alumni here in attendance. And beautiful stadium, great conditions again, similar to what we had at Augustana last week. Everyone here at North Central has been very nice. We even met the PA announcer who's also going to join us at halftime. Our halftime guest is North Central alum and Waukesha South alum, John Stillman, who, as many of you know, he's one of the coaches on the varsity football team and is the head varsity baseball coach. So we're pleased to have John here. John was a big star during his time here in football and baseball. Baseball, I guess they were a game away from going to the World Series in college. And so, yeah, John really had a great time here. So we look forward to catching up with him and sharing some memories and as well as some exciting prospects for Waukesha South football and baseball in the coming seasons. So it's going to be a fun night, Johnny.
Yeah, it was just a coincidence when Jim came in here, the announcer.
They're college buddies, yeah.
Yeah, that the Benedetti Worley Stadium. I love saying that name. So it was a coincidence that he walked in here and he said, yeah, I know him. So we're going to have those two guys get together and have a little halftime fun.
Yeah.
But we'll talk a little bit about the history with Carroll and these folks here. So this is the 59th football meeting between these two guys.
Yeah.
Carroll owns a 34-22 advantage in the all-time series.
And let me check that. That comes from North Central's intel, right?
Yeah.
Carroll's shows the series as saying it's 31-23-2.
Well,
I think I like North Central's better,
yeah,
so let's go that one. Yeah,
okay.
We got more wins than that
one.
So
we'll take the 34-22, yeah. You know, advantage.
First game
in
was in 1936.
Series. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals have, their hands full here, too. It could be a loss for them tonight.
Yeah.
Although it looks
they've won
a
the last
little
8 games.
On
yeah.
Paper,
yeah. And the way they play, their success. You know, when you're winning 19 straight games, it's, you know, it's you've got that mental muscle on winning and doing all the things. And I imagine in those 19 games, Johnny, there was games like Oh, who was describing it about winning ugly, having to win ugly, that you do that. I forgot who was talking about that.
Maybe that was Dick Butkus.
There you go. No. Oh, yeah. And again, a local guy here. You know, hearts go out to Chicagoland and Bears Nation and all fans of football. I mean,
he was a
Butkus belonged to the world. Yeah, he was just a beast. Won a Big Ten championship of the Fighting Illini down the road here in Springfield. So, but no, someone won, and it might have been that Packers game. Yeah, it may have been that Packers game when they beat New Orleans. They came back, and someone says sometimes you got to learn to win. You got to win ugly sometimes.
Yeah,
but you keep doing it, and so I imagine some of those games might have been ugly wins for North Central, and so we'll see how it plays out. I mean, you could say that win for Augie was an ugly win, knowing that we led in several categories in that game.
Yes, sir.
And when you're settling for 5 field goals in the red zone and you're 4 for 5, you know, you're not necessarily, you know, your chances of winning aren't as great.
Well, you touched on the key right there. I mean, when you're playing against a good team
with a bend don't break defense,
field goals just don't cut it. When you get into the red zone, you got to get 6.
Yeah, at least half the time.
Well, it sure would have helped that you got a couple more there.
Yeah, even one more, and you know, even before the end, you know, there were several chances to maybe, you know, run away with it or have a little bit of a cushion there. But you know, again, they played a really tough team and a great football tradition in its own right over here at Augie. Mm-hmm. And here we are at the place for college football for Division III, the creme de la creme, and had a great conversation in the Carroll parents' tailgate with Eric Rubnow, Justin's dad, the center. And he was talking about the reason this team, this program is so successful here, two championships in the last 3 years at North Central, is there's buy-in all the way from the leadership on down. There's so much support for this program, and that's why. And he went on to explain that's why Carroll has become successful in recent years. President Cindy Nattiger is a big part of that. Eric shared when she started 7 years ago, her first Carroll game was like an 80-0 loss. And there was no marching band, and she said, you know, we can do better, and we should do better. We owe it to our university city and to our alumni and our students and everyone that cares about Carroll to have more competitive athletics. And so she's a big part of what's going on in this Mike Budiszewski era, 2 back-to-back winning seasons, and then a third one with a very impressive 3-1 start, very close to being a 4-0 start. And, you know, for outside observers, including you and me, Johnny, you know, a lot of people are treating this as like a rite of passage for North Central, another win in the books, you know, that they're just going to waltz through here. But, you know, Carroll can execute an offense. Their defense has played well. I think you were sharing with me earlier some stats on Carroll's defense and where they rank nationally and in the Classic 8. And, you know, they're going to make a case tonight. I think it's going to be a better game than people anticipate.
Well, Carroll's no pushover, man. I mean, they're a tough team. You know, they rank first in the CCIW and 13th in the nation in passing. So, Raby's got a hell of an arm. And once they get their passing game rocking and rolling, you're gonna be calling out some names this afternoon.
Sure.
That I think are going to be key to this stuff.
Yeah.
Our tight end, you know, Breckheimer.
Both of them, Trevor Hancock,
Yep, and Austin Eckstead and Josh Hill. You're
one of the best receivers in the country,
You're going to see some good passing tonight because I think they got to.
And here's a big, Jay Armuth is not in the dress lineup tonight. He was injured last week against Augustana, but his little brother Sammy in that last drive where they came 14 yards short of winning, Sammy Muth and Keon Miller coming off the bench, they didn't really lose a beat in that last drive. And they had some great plays underneath coverage to move the needle, to move the chains. And so they're going to be, you know, they have, in spite of the loss, and that is a big loss with J.R. Muth, they come with, you know, all barrels loaded here. And we're talking about Carroll's defense too, Johnny. It's, where's that sitting here? They rank in the top 15 in both interceptions with 8 on the season and sacks per game, 3.25. Their 5 blocked kicks rank 2nd nationally, while their 3 blocked punts are tied for 3rd most in the country. So, you know, got to give a big shout-out to defensive coordinator Zach Pfeffer and the things that they're making happen on defense. Even in spite of, you know, a few injuries early on in the season, they don't have Jake Binkowski anymore. And I know we don't have Jagger Vine tonight. So, but we still have a pretty solid lineup there with some guys, some good depth. So I think it's going to be And we got great football weather, much better than last season. So or last week, excuse me. But so I'm looking forward to a good battle. We're about 15 minutes from kickoff, so we'll take a quick break here on the Carroll Football Radio Network on WAUK. Calvin, take it away for a 30-second break, please.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. Donnie Brown and Johnny Watermelon are down in Naperville, Illinois to call the game for you tonight. For the Pioneers are going to face up against the Cardinals here at North Central College. We have a beautiful night here. We're just going to get started with the national anthem in a little bit. Beautiful weather. We're really looking forward to this. I think we're going to see a low-scoring game, but Don might be thinking different. Don, what do you think?
Well, North Central gave up 35 points to Mighty Wheaton last week. It was on the road, and Pios are averaging about 45 points a game, and I know they're anxious to get on the board again with having only put up 19 points, which was very unusual for them so far this season. And again, really tough weather conditions too with that extreme heat. But there's kind of a lull in the crowd here, which is unusual. It's homecoming here. I see some recruits in the stands with their families. I see there's a VIP tent in the end zone closest to our side of the field. And now we hear Jim Godo welcoming everyone to Benedetti Worley Stadium, home of the Monsters of the Midway, defending NCAA champion, North Central Cardinals. So you can hear the applause. People very very excited to be here. And I think excited to be playing a more formidable foe than they've seen in years past. So, they're announcing new members and former national championship teams into their Athletic Hall of Fame. So, a big moment here for fans and alumni. Hometown Carroll is dressed, their colors are red and black. They'll be dressed with black pants, red jerseys. And they're announcing the athletes now. So, very nice facilities. Again, a festival atmosphere here. We are in the corner end zone on the visiting side. The parents had their little tailgate row, and it was a lot of fun. I've had some of the best pulled pork I've ever had.
Yeah, that was Eric and Larissa down there.
They're responsible for the app.
Really good tailgates.
Yeah,
they have.
And I didn't try any of Todd Hancock's hamburgers, but those were looking pretty good too here. So, we were joking with him. It might have been the athletic director, and he said, "Is there anything else I can get?" You know, I said, "A couple steak sandwiches," and jokingly, and they said, "Actually, yeah, we got a spread in the other room. Come and join us." So we may have to sneak in here. You know, we're going to take turns with the coverage here, but. Although we were well fed in the parents' tailgate, so we got to make sure we can get home tonight. You know that we don't have the car scraping the drive to the ground on the way home.
I got to tell you, Don. So. I mean, just from a personal point of view, we get treated really well when we're on the road here.
We sure do, Johnny.
You know, it's just the Pios put on a great tailgate thing.
Yeah.
We're always very, very welcoming.
Oh, and they're gearing up for homecoming. One of them is bringing 150 burgers. So
they do a good dig. If you want to have some fun, go find the tailgaters for the Pios when they're at home or traveling.
Yeah.
So they'll treat you great.
They sure will. We're thinking for my show next week, this week in Waukesha, we're going to invite some of the players' parents on the show.
Great idea.
If they can get there early enough. I'm sure they're coming in the night before for some of them. The Rubnos come all the way from Iowa. They drove 6 hours this morning for tonight's game, and so they never miss a game. And so many other great parents there, too. We just met Austin Eichstead's parents, too.
Yeah, we did.
So I think it was Rachel and I forget his father's name already. Sorry about that, Mr. Eichstead. But great family. You know, and I only knew it because she had the pin under her jacket.
Your son's a great football player, sir.
Yeah, yep. That's all we had to say. They knew right away. So, but and they're announcing the starting lineups for the matchup, which is a nice touch. So, and we can repeat this for you.
At left tackle, number 77, Nate Johnson.
Left tackle is Nate Johnson on offense. Left guard is Joey Cole, number 75. Center is number 78, Max Katsenos. The right guard is number 73, Trevor Pye. The right tackle is number 61, Kevin Whitman. The tight end is number 45, Reed Breckheimer. And wide receiver, number 84, Austin Eichstead. Wide receiver, number 89, Josh Hill. And the wide receiver, number 2, Keon Miller. At running back, number 21, Mikey Coleman. And the quarterback, number 9, Josh Raby. Head coach, of course, is Mike Budiszewski, Coach Buda, in his fourth season with the team, 15-9. And now they're going to announce the starting defense here for North Central. And you can hear the applause. Defensive end, number 32, Will Kettlecamp. Defensive tackle, number 97, Myron Lewis. Defensive tackle, number 95, James Hart. Defensive end, number 9, Martin Egbo. Linebacker, number 2, Romarian Roby. Linebacker, number 7, Angelo Cusimano, the Sopranos' next door neighbor.
Yes.
Linebacker, number 34, B.J. Adamczyk. At cornerback, number 26, the All-American, Antoine Walker. At the other corner, number 1, Jaron Williams. At safety, number 10, Zach Orr. And at safety, number 5, Julian Bell. Head coach at North Central again, as we mentioned earlier, Brad Spencer, in his second season with a 19-0 record and one national championship in his belt. So we're about less than 10 minutes away from kickoff. And what we'll do, Calvin, let's do a quick station identification here on the Carroll University Football Radio Network. Take it away, please, Calvin.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alrighty, welcome back to WAUK live coverage of Pioneer Football. Don Brown and Johnny Watermill are down at Benedetti Worley Stadium. I love saying that name. We've got a beautiful night queued up.
Yep.
We're going to have a great game. We're looking forward to a lot of passing, but I'm calling it kind of a lower scored game. I think the defense from the Pios are tough.
So Pioneers we'll are coming out into the field now, the visiting team. In their dark pants, orange Pios on the side of the pants, white jerseys with orange numbers, and dark and orange stripes on the shoulders with the orange helmets, and of course Pio Pete, the logo icon there. And they are on the side that's not facing the sun, like we are. And now the home crowd very excited to welcome first the cheerleaders. Here comes the Cardinal team lining up at the end zone. On the scoreboard side of the field, and their tradition is they have like their like cheer and palm team. I can hear the marching band in the background. And with Mike on the field, we might even stick around for the national anthem, see if we can hear it very well. If not, Calvin will let us know. But, again, beautiful weather here, a little breezy. Feels good, though.
It's a great fall evening.
It sure is. It sure is. Good way to spend a Saturday night here in Chicagoland. Mm-hmm. So, and to be honest, Johnny, I lived in this, you know, Chicago area for close 20 years. I never knew the North Central existed, and North Central's been here since 1861. And when I first lived here in the early 90s, you know, Naperville was a small, like, farm town with a population, like, I don't know, 20, 30,000 people. Now some say that Chicago is known as Greater Naperville, Greater Aurora.
Well, she's a little built up now,
there,
dude.
Yeah, maybe close to a million people here when you count these, put these two cities together. I may be exaggerating there, but for sure in the six figures, pushing up to 300,000 or 400,000.
Getting ready for the national anthem.
Yep,
here.
We're preparing for the national anthem. And the marching band will be performing it, so our hope is that you can hear it from home here. Yep, we're now invited to stand and remove your hats.
Here to honor America by performing our national anthem is the North Central College Cardinal Athletic Band under the direction of Dr. Megan Katz.
The Cardinal Athletic Band under the direction of Dr. Megan Katz. Another great name, Johnny. Wow. No joke, Johnny. I think that's one of the better renditions of our national anthem I've ever heard.
Hear the sonic booms when the
sonic
Jets
booms,
went over?
Yep. Jets went past.
Wow.
Very, very impressive display.
They don't fool around here.
They sure don't. Congrats again to the North Central Athletic Band, as they call them.
What a performance.
Yeah, that really was.
Come out of the gate pretty hard there.
They sure did. The way that some of those horns were juxtaposed. And I mean, seriously, that was really...
Please direct your attention to
we can go home now. You know, that's beautiful, man. I'm a
wrapper up.
I'm hiding a tear from my eye. Captains come out to the field. And the Carroll captains include Josh Raby, Reed Breckheimer, Joey Montes, number 97 there. And who's that fourth guy there? That's number 89, Josh Hill. So, let's see if we can figure out North Central's captains here. $84.13.99. Here we go. So, Noah Rapinchuk, number 84. Number 13, Joey Lombardi.
Lombardi.
Yeah. Number 5, Luke Lennon, the quarterback. And number 74, and as you can tell from the applause, Nick Furley is the other captain. So North Central's won the toss, and I believe they've elected to defer to the second half. So it looks like the Pios will start out on offense as we prepare. Again, the host nation Cardinals of North Central, black pants, red jerseys, a grayish white numbers on the shoulders and as well as on the front and back, and black helmets with like a red, like kind of a cardinal, almost like you've seen Oregon with the feathers,
kind of treatment.
The game clock will be kept immediately.
It's kind of a flashy red there.
At either end of Benedetti Worley Stadium.
So,
we apologize for the.
I guess there's problems with the game clock. Is that what they're saying? Oh, the.
They're just mentioning that they have a game clock on each end of the field.
Good.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah, usually you're just working off of one side. So
other venues usually have one.
So I stand corrected. The Cardinals have elected to receive. So the Piles have the ball to start the second half. So a lot of confidence in this high-scoring Cardinal offense. Jacob Laurent will kick off. So the Cardinals will be defending the north end zone. Kicking off to the scoreboard side of the field. And here's the kickoff. Back to